This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner.
I'm doing OBGYN in Miami.
Matched into plastic surgery at USF.
On March 18th at noon Eastern time, medical school students all over the United States opened an envelope and found out where the next step of their careers will take them. It was all part of Match Day, and the USF Health Morsani College of Medicine put on a celebration for its 172 students. Dean Dr. Charles Lockwood.
It is their most important day. It's probably, having gone through it myself, I can tell you that there's no day that has more stress and usually happiness at the end, but you don't know where your future will be. You could be across the country at a residency program, or you could be staying here or anywhere in between.
Here's a quick Match Day primer. During their fourth year of med school, students interview at hospitals and medical centers around the country and rank their favorites. The facilities do the same as well, only with hundreds of students on their lists. But with limited slots available, luck plays a part as well.
I matched OBGYN at the University of California, San Francisco, baby!
Casey Nagel.
It's combined internal medicine and pediatrics at UCLA Medical Center.
After getting his match, Casey Nagel acted like a high school athlete who had just signed a letter of intent, donning a UCLA baseball cap.
I can't believe it. It's just, I'm in shock still right now, so it's really amazing.
Nervousness was the prevailing feeling for most students.
Oh, the anticipation is killing me.
Anthony DeSantis.
Doing general surgery at USF.
Anthony DeSantis got paired with his first choice, remaining at USF.
And as soon as they called my name, I kind of felt like I got punched in the stomach a little bit. But I read the sheet about twice just to make sure I didn't say the wrong place, but I was very excited.
USF's match day is certainly not the staid white doctor's coat event that it is at some schools.
I'll be doing my surgery prelim, and we'll be having baby number two. Nashville, Tennessee, Vanderbilt.
Dermatology at University of South Florida! I love you, what's up?
The event was held in a giant tent outside of Eulalie Restaurant in downtown Tampa with the theme of Gasparilla, complete with pirates of Ye Mista Crew of Gasparilla, bringing the match envelopes to the stage.
We were just handed some things. I don't know. Do y'all want to see what's in here? Or I don't know. We can take them back to the ship.
Spouses are allowed to match together in either the same hospital or at least the same city, and even a pair of med students who got engaged during the ceremony will be together in Orlando. Another couple, Jonathan and Monique Costco, met as undergraduate study buddies 6.5 years ago at USF and got married about a month ago.
I'll be doing orthopedic surgery.
And I'll be doing emergency medicine.
At Washington University in St. Louis.
Jonathan, who played for the USF baseball team, was drafted by the Tampa Bay Rays just 2 weeks after being accepted into medical school.
I went and played a year, had a great experience, and I'm glad it happened because at the time, Monique was a year behind me in school, and so it worked out perfectly timing that now we're in the same class, we're able to match together, go to the same city. Everything about it was perfect.
You think he did that deliberately?
I don't know about that, but...
For Juliana Nacarado and Matt Widner, Match Day was about more than just finding a good family medicine program for her and orthopedics for him. It was also about staying in state, hopefully at USF or University of Florida, because of their 11-month-old son, Luca.
Luca actually was born with a rare congenital heart condition, and we really want to stay in Florida because we have amazing cardiologists here at All Children's, but also at UF. So part of our match was not just couples matching, but also trying to find a good fit for him.
The pair opened their envelopes in private at the beginning of the ceremony. They were matched to Penn State University.
It's kind of like the rest of this year where we just kind of make the best of it, and we're just grateful that the three of us are together and go from there.
That importance of family was readily apparent at match day.
Don't cry, Mom. Internal medicine at USF.
Neil Gakkar.
Hope y'all having a great day. I'll be at University of Colorado, Denver for internal medicine.
One of the first things Neil Gakkar did right after he got his match was give his parents, Bridge and Karen Gakkar, a huge hug.
It feels surreal. It's amazing out here. It's a beautiful day with all my friends and family, and I can't be more thankful right now.
Oh, it's amazing. He has worked hard all through these years, and to match to his number one choice is just amazing. A bright future, and we are very thrilled and happy for him.
Oh, I'm so proud. This is just such a blessing. Yes, he's worked very hard. It's a thrill.
You can see photos from USF's match day on our webpage, wusfnews.org. We'll also have a recap on an upcoming episode of University Beats on WUSF-TV, Sunday at 6:30 p.m. For University Beats, I'm Mark Schreiner.